Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle, an audio blog about me, my life, my family, stuff that's not work-related, stuff that's not tech-related. Well, okay, sometimes it's tech-related, but we'll go from there. This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, a challenge in the month of August where podcasters attempt to create a podcast a day, and listeners try and keep up. And I'm still doing good with the catching up part. I mean, I'm still caught up. I find that amazing. Usually there's something that comes up and causes me to fall behind. So, the month of August, my theme is childhood memories, words or phrases that mean something to me, my brothers and sisters. And by sharing these with you, we become extended family. So how's that for a deal? All for the price of nothing. It's free. Today's family phrase of the day is bus 117. Now, this is not your average school bus. It was a school bus at one point. But again, going back to the theme of large family, need a big vehicle. Don't picture the Partridge Family thing. I know that's probably what the first thing that came into your mind was. It's not a Partridge Family plaid bus. We were outgrowing the station wagon, and full-size van wasn't on its way yet. But we managed to get a deal with some school district in Chicago where they were selling some older Chevy vans. And if I remember right, it was a snub nose. It wasn't the Chevy Beauville. There were two of them, actually. A friend of ours, Steve Beinlich, and somebody else drove down to Chicago from Marquette, Michigan, and got these. They were school bus yellow, short little things. Like I don't think they were the... They were the kind where the engine was actually like inside of the van, not partially, because I drove a 76 Chevy Beauville for a while. And that had a cowling that covered the rear section of the engine, but you could still access the radiator and whatnot from outside from the front. There was a small hood that would open up. The bus 114 and 117, Steve had 114 and we kept 117 for ourselves. The entire engine, I mean, sat between the passenger and the driver's seat. So that gives you an idea of what model. If somebody knows what model these things are, I don't know. I've seen pictures of them. I'll have to look on the internet. Maybe I can find something. But this was our family vehicle for a number of years. And we never even bothered to paint it. So it was a bit embarrassing when we'd get dropped off for school. Some of us walked to school. We only lived a few blocks away, but as you got older, the grade school through grades 5 or 6 at the time was only about 3 blocks away, maybe a little over a quarter mile, maybe half a mile. When you got to junior high school, it was twice that far, and when you got to full-on high school, it was a couple miles away. And even my freshman year of high school, I ended up walking home. If I was quick, it would take 30 minutes. In the snow, uphill both ways. Well, okay, going a little farther. But the bus 117, when you get dropped off for school in the morning, friends couldn't help but look, point, stare, maybe laugh, and go, you got dropped off by the short bus. It really was the short bus. So I think they got rid of the van before I started getting dropped off. Otherwise, who knows what other stigmas I'd be stuck with. Bus 117 from the Chicago School District was our vehicle for a while. And there is a tie-in to 117. There's the way you get from Marquette, Michigan to St. Ignace and the Mackinac Bridge and the Lower Peninsula, because Michigan has the two peninsulas, Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula. The fastest way was to go across M28, which is on the northern side of the Upper Peninsula, and then you had to get to the southern side, down to US-2. And the quickest way to do that was through County Road 117. So there are a number of times when we would be in bus 117 driving down Road 117. And I'm also led to believe that somewhere just north of Engadine, Michigan, there is a creek called Furlong Creek that is named after one of my mom's relatives. So there's that too. Some history for that. I'm sure many of you have some historic markers, landmarks, namesakes out there in the world. Love to hear about them. Share them on Facebook and we can keep this discussion going. So hopefully you found that mildly interesting, somewhat entertaining. If not, well, you know, there's always tomorrow. I've got another one and another one and another one. And Dragon Con is approaching 1 week from tomorrow. Scott Tyler and I will be setting out, and we will see some of you there on Thursday, some of you there on Friday, a whole mess of you on Saturday, I'm hoping, for the live show of The Topic is Trek, followed immediately by Technorama Comedy Forecast and Friends. Sounds like a whole lot more people will be there, but I kind of doubt it. One is The Topic is Trek. That's a singular. The other one is Technorama Comedy Forecast and Friends. That's plural, so at least two of you have to show up. I will talk to you then. Until tomorrow, take care, have a great day, and be well.